This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norman Shealy. This hour, secret government experiments on the American people. What the United States government has done is absolutely bizarre, outrageous, and criminal, in my opinion. The United States has a history of secret experiments, meaning the victims were not told that, in most of the cases, that they were being experimented on with both with chemical, biological, and nuclear contamination. And it started, our discussion around 1931. And there was a guy by the name of Dr. Cornelius Rhoads, R-H-O-A-D-S, and under the auspices of the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Investigations, he infected human subjects with cancer cells. He later established the U.S. Army Biological Warfare Facilities in Maryland, Utah, and Panama. He was named to the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission. And that is where he began a series of radiation exposure experiments on American soldiers and civilian hospital patients. Dr. Shealy, you've heard of many of these experiments that were on unsuspecting Americans, haven't you?
Oh, heavens, yes. I mean, you know, probably the best known one is the Tuscaloosa syphilis experiment, but there are dozens of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, back in 1932, the Tuskegee, T-U-S-K-E-G-E-E, syphilis study began. There were a couple hundred black men. They were diagnosed with syphilis. They were never told that they had syphilis. They were denied treatment. And instead of being treated for syphilis, they were used as human guinea pigs to follow the progression and the symptoms of the disease. 100% of them died from syphilis, and their families were never told that they could have been treated. That was in 1932. That's what you're talking about, right, Dr. Shealy?
Yeah, that's it. Tuskegee.
Yeah. And there was, in 1935, there was in Pellagra Hospital, the U.S. Public Health Service. Here's what they did. It's called the Pellagra Incident. After millions of individuals died from Pellagra over a span of a couple decades, 20 years, the U.S. Public Health Service finally acted to stem the disease. The director of the agency knew that for at least 20 years that pellagra is simply a niacin deficiency, but failed to act because the deaths that occurred were within poverty-stricken black populations. Do you care to comment about pellagra, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I mean, it's one of the simplest of all preventable diseases. And all I can say is these crimes are equal to anything that the Germans did. Every one of them is just as bad as the experiments and extermination camps in Nazi Germany.
That's interesting you mention that. Here's why. Because in 1940, about 400 prisoners in Chicago were infected with malaria. Why? To study the effects of new and experimental drugs to combat malaria. Now, Nazi doctors at the Nuremberg trials, which were after 1940, cited this American study to defend the actions of the Nazis during the Holocaust. So the Nazis were saying, in effect, what are you talking about? You guys did this in Chicago. You infected your own people with malaria to kind of watch what was happening. And then you tried new drugs on them. How's that different from what the Nazi doctors did and tried to defend themselves against during the Nuremberg trials? So, simply they said, you Americans did it. What are you trying us for? You're exactly right, Dr. Shilley. Any comments on that? The Chicago malaria study.
Well, I mean, every one of these that you mentioned is just plain criminally evil, period, mm-hmm. end of report. There's nothing else you mm-hmm. can say.
Okay.
It's unbelievably unethical. It's actually even on Wikipedia.
Yes. In World War I, my grandfather served on the American team, and he was gassed with mustard gas. In 1942, the Chemical Warfare Services, United States, began mustard gas experiments on about 4,000 servicemen. And the experiments continued until 1945, which was the end of World War I. And who did they use as their subjects? Seventh-day Adventists, who chose to become human guinea pigs rather than serve on active duty. So the Seventh-day Adventists were given a choice. Do you want to fight, or do you want us to experiment on you?
Yeah, you want to die.
Yeah, pick one. You want to die from fighting, or do you want to die from your own country gassing you and just checking out and seeing how much suffering can be inflicted with mustard gas? In 1943, in response to Japan's full-scale germ warfare program, the United States began research on biological weapons at none other than Fort Detrick, Maryland. In 1944, the United States Navy used human subjects to test gas masks and clothing. Individuals were locked in a gas chamber and exposed to mustard gas and Lewisite. It's in 1944. In 1945, you all know about this, there's a project called Paperclip. The United States Department, Army Intelligence, and the CIA recruited Nazi scientists and offered them immunity and new identities, secret identities, in exchange for their work on top secret government projects in the United States. Program F was implemented by the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission. It's the most extensive study of the health effects of fluoride, which was a key chemical component in atomic bomb production, one of the most toxic chemicals known to man. Fluoride is found, it causes marked adverse effects to the central nervous system. But much of the information is squelched in the name of national security.
And notice because the date when that took place.
1945, the end of World War II.
Roughly, it was somewhere in the early 40s that the evil American Dental Association got the country to put fluoride in the city water. So that particular experiment's been going on very long, and still is.
As a matter of fact, I might as well just say it. You know, I used to be on the same radio station as you are, Dr. Shealy, and I used to give out the city manager's phone number on the air for about 7 months. And I would suggest that if you'd like to talk to Greg Burris, who's being paid at the time $200,000 a year to poison us, in my opinion, give him a call. Tell him he's fired. Well, the phone was ringing off the hook in City Hall. And as I learned, the radio station got calls from City Hall saying, can you tell Finelli to knock it off? Did you know that, Dr. Shealy?
I do. I remember it.
And so I got fired. And, you know, they decided they would not renew my contract as a result of, you know, me giving out the name and number of people who I believed were poisoning our mothers, fathers, and children and us. And the interesting thing about that is if you call City Hall, they'd say, we're not doing that. So you call the water department, they say, we just do what we're told. And they passed the buck. It was like a circular file. I really couldn't figure out who was really doing this. So I gave out the name and number of the top banana. You know, Greg Burris. That's why I gave out his number. I said, okay, well, I can't figure it out. So call him. In 1946, patients in the Veterans Administration Hospital were used as guinea pigs for medical experiments. In order to allay suspicions, the order was given to change the word experiments to investigations or observations whenever reporting a medical study performed in one of the nation's veterans hospitals. So, Dr. Shealy, we've heard lots of stories over the years about the VA, the Veterans Administration, VA meaning Veterans Administration Hospital, where, you know, you wonder, patients, how come they're not getting treated? How come they're not receiving surgery for things that obviously they need surgery for? How come they're being prescribed all these meds instead of, you know, simple treatments? Why are all these atrocities going on? Well, according to what I've learned, that these people were used as guinea pigs starting in 1946. These are the people who just came back from war. Just came back. They saw the horrors of war. They were shot at. Bombs were dropped on them. Burned. And yet, let's see how we can experiment on these guys rather than fix the ailments and the maladies. Dr. Shealy, when we come back, can you comment on that, please? What's going on with the VA? And has it changed? Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now? Your private insurance may cover costs and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about medical experiments, horrific medical experiments that that were conducted on unsuspecting, unwilling, and unknowing Americans. In 1931, Dr. Cornelius Rhoads, R-H-O-A-D-S, was sponsored by the Rockefeller Institute to conduct experiments in Puerto Rico. He infected Puerto Rican citizens with cancer cells, presumably to study the effects. 13 of them died. What's most striking about the accusations stem from a note that Dr. Cornelius Rhoads allegedly wrote. Quote, "The Puerto Ricans are the dirtiest, laziest, most degenerate and thievish race of men ever to inhabit this sphere." The quote goes on, "I've done my best to further the process of extermination by killing off 8 and transplanting cancer into several more." Goes on to say, "All physicians take delight in the abuse and torture of the unfortunate subjects." End quote.
Dr. Shealy. Well, he's speaking for himself. He certainly isn't speaking for this physician.
Yes. Meaning Dr. Shealy. Yes. And it goes, this article goes on to say, "A man that seems to be hell-bent on killing Puerto Rico through cancer infestation would not seem a suitable candidate to be elected by the U.S. to be in charge of chemical warfare projects and receive a seat on the United States Atomic Energy Commission. But that's exactly what happened.
Well, of course, the Atomic Energy Commission is just as evil as the guy with cancer cells.
And let's expose this guy, Dr. Cornelius Rhodes, for what happened next. He also became the vice president of the American Cancer Society.
Part of the evil empire.
Dr. Sheely, we've got a guy delivering cancer to people in Puerto Rico. And this guy becomes the number two guy of what people believe is the organization fighting cancer. And they're actually delivering cancer.
But delivering the bottom line, Vince, is that Congress has spent not 1 minute trying to stop this kind of nonsense. Mm-hmm. So that means to me, everyone in Congress is equally corrupt, evil, and guilty.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, well, you know, so many people are having respiratory problems, and all you have to do is type in class, go to your favorite search engine, and type in chemtrails. And then also type in contrails. Con for condensation, which is normal. It's the water vapor that is produced by the combustion of jet fuel and the air at high altitudes. There's a condensation, and it's like fog, if you will, water vapor, and it dissipates very quickly. But if you type in contrails, C-O-N, trails, or chemtrails, and you look at the images of both, you will see that the misleading internet will show you that both are the same in so many images. But they're not the same. Contrails are very short in length and dissipate, and it's just water vapor and unburned fuel. And chemtrails are the deliberate spraying of chemicals in the air. Now, would our government do that? Well, let me just say, yes. So many people said, no, they wouldn't do that. Well, in the 1940s, the United States infects Guatemalans with sexually transmitted diseases. So in the 1940s, penicillin was established as a cure for syphilis. Well, the United States government decided to test out the effectiveness on the citizens of Guatemala. To do this, they used infected prostitutes and let them loose on unknowing prison inmates. So they take prostitutes that have syphilis, then they let them loose on prisoners in prison, and inmates in insane asylums, and patients and soldiers. They spread the disease through prostitution. And then they went on to see if penicillin would work. They also poured syphilis bacteria on the men's private parts and their forearms and their faces and inoculated some of them through spinal punctures. We'll be right back.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
on this federal holiday, the National Action Network's annual Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast held this morning in Washington, D.C., where some high-profile Democrats eyeing presidential bids in 2020 were speaking. Among them, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who talked about a letter Dr. King wrote while he was in a Birmingham jail.
He wrote, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere."
Also speaking at that breakfast, former Vice President and possible presidential candidate Joe Biden. Meanwhile, another Democrat has announced that she will run for the White House in 2020.
Let's claim our future for ourselves, for our children, and for our country.
That's U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, the Democrat, making her announcement there in a video posted on Twitter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. Got your.
Take my. When you go to DC.
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, a very sobering topic today. We're talking about your government, how evil it can be, how evil it was. These are true stories. We're not making any of this up. You can research every bit of this on the internet. Go back and listen to what we're saying. and do a search on it, and you'll find that what we're saying is absolutely, positively true. Dr. Shuley, are there any comments that you'd like to make before we continue with some more of these?
No, might as well get as much of the story out as we can.
Okay. All right. During the 20th century, the biochemical warfare industry started experimenting in mid-20th century. The United States Army, the CIA, and the government tested a series of simulations, warfare simulations, on the American cities to see how the effects would play out in the event of an actual chemical attack. So they decided to see what would happen. So what they did, the CIA released whooping cough virus on Tampa Bay using boats and caused a whooping cough epidemic. 12 people died. The United States Navy sprayed San Francisco with bacterial pathogens, and many people developed pneumonia. In Savannah, Georgia, and Avon Park, Florida, the Army released millions of mosquitoes in the hopes that they would spread yellow fever and Danang fever. The swarm left Americans struggling with fevers, typhoid, respiratory problems, and stillborn children. And worse than that was the army came in disguised as public health workers with the illusion that they were giving aid to the victims, but they were studying and charting out the long-term effects of the illnesses that they caused. This is deadly spraying on unsuspecting, unknowing Americans who trusted their government. These are horrific crimes. And these are crimes that are committed by people who are not identified. Now what would happen? What would happen if your mother, class, your mother, or your father, or your children were infected with pathogens that caused pneumonia and they died? What would you do? What would you do? If you could figure out who caused this, who was the head of this snake, what would you do? That's why they don't want you to know. Because they know what you would do. You would very likely be involved in finding that person and extracting justice, because you know that no justice was meted out. While testing out and trying the power of atomic bombs, United States scientists secretly tested the bomb's effect on humans. During the Manhattan Project, which gave way to the atomic bomb that destroyed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, United States scientists resorted to secret human testing via plutonium injections on 18 unsuspecting and non-consenting patients. Can you imagine your government saying, "Hey, what? We just want to give you this little jab. It's okay, you'll be fine," and you get plutonium injected in you? They injected who? Soldiers! It's called Project Oak Ridge. Along with three patients in a Chicago hospital. Imagine you're admitted as a patient, you're helpless in bed, assuming nothing's wrong, when the government suddenly appears and puts weapons-grade plutonium in your blood. Out of the 18 patients who were known only by their code names, now why would they be known by just their code names and numbers? Only 5 lived longer than 20 years after the injection. Any comments, Dr. Shuey, about these horrors?
That's all part of the evil. I mean, our government is as evil as any in history. Mm-hmm. That's all you can say.
Along with plutonium, researchers had experimented with uranium at Massachusetts Hospital, at a Massachusetts hospital, between 1946 and 1947. Dr. William Sweet injected 11 patients with uranium.
Now, he was the most evil person I personally met in my life. He was became the chair of neurosurgery while I was a resident there. And in fact, when I tried to stop some of this stuff, my obituary appeared in the Boston Globe.
Glass, I hope you heard what Dr. Shuey said. Dr. Shuey knew Dr. William Sweet, who injected 11 patients with uranium, funded by the Manhattan Project.
He butchered dozens more in the operating room, injecting them with boron and all kinds of other poisonous things.
And Dr. Shuey, you objected to that, and you decided that this was not something.
I went to the bishop of the Episcopal Church.
Okay.
Tried to put a stop to it, and I was called in and told I had to see a psychiatrist.
And then what happened?
When the psychiatrist declared me legally sane, my obituary appeared in the Boston Globe.
And this was in 1960?
This was in 1960.
Okay, and Agent Orange. Agent Orange, was produced by Dow Chemical Company. And Dow Chemical and the U.S. Army and Johnson & Johnson, you know, those baby powder people, with Dr. Albert Klingman, used prisoners as subjects in what he determined or deemed was called dermatological research. What he did was he tested Agent Orange on the skin doing this dermatological research. He exposed by injecting or exposing to dioxin beyond monstrous effects to people to see what would happen. And they got this eruption of blackheads, cysts, pustules on their skin, their cheeks, behind the ears, armpits, and the groin. And he was rumored to have injected 468 times the amount he was authorized to do, just to see what would happen. That would be Dr. Albert Klingman, working with Johnson & Johnson, Dow Chemical, and the U.S. Army to see what Agent Orange would do.
Well, I consider Johnson & Johnson, again, one of the most evil companies in the country.
Yeah.
But that's another story.
And yet, Dr. Shuey, we're led to believe that Johnson & Johnson makes baby powders and baby oil and shampoo, and they're just a wonderful company.
They bought the first Tens company in order to destroy Tens.
Did they really?
Oh, yeah. They bought it with the intent of destroying Tens as a therapy.
Okay. For those new to the class who may be just joining us for the first time, Dr. Shuey, please tell us what Tens is.
Transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation, a safe, effective tool for treating pain.
Mm-hmm. Non-invasive. No chemicals.
No chemicals.
No cutting. No alcohol to destroy nerve tissue. None of that.
Yeah, well, it's my invention. And they eventually were taken to federal court and declared guilty. And they settled it. The jury gave the company, which I was not part of, by the way, $75 million. I don't know what it was settled for, but it was settled out of court.
Johnson & Johnson. Dr. Shuey, in 1947, Colonel E. Kirkpatrick of the Atomic United States Atomic Energy Commission, stated that the agency would begin administering intravenous doses of radioactive substances to human subjects. That same year, the CIA began its study of LSD as a potential weapon for use by American intelligence. Human subjects, both civilian and military, were used with and without their knowledge for the experimentation by the CIA of LSD. The next year was 1948, when we mentioned that there was a two-year experiment on those in Guatemala and U.S. prison inmates for the study of bioethical issues, which was, this is as a result of the study of bioethical issues from 1946 to 1948. The U.S. government paid the government in Guatemala to allow American doctors to purposely and secretly infect certain segments of Guatemalan population with sexually transmitted disease, and some of them deadly disease. Some were killed. In 1950, the Department of Defense detonated nuclear weapons in the desert areas, and they wanted to monitor downwind residents for medical problems and mortality rates. So I remember in the news, these atomic bombs going off in the United States. They were just testing the atomic bombs. And even I, as a very young child, thought, what are they doing? This is crazy. Well, they wanted to see how people would die and how the downwinders would be affected in these experiments in the United States.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and we're discussing something very, very serious. How the United States government and corporations and the military have all been involved in experimentation on us as unsuspecting victims. In 1951, the Department of Defense began open-air testing of disease-producing bacteria and viruses. The test lasted through 1969. In 1953, the United States military released clouds of zinc cadmium sulfide gas over Winnipeg, St. Louis, Minneapolis, Fort Wayne, Maryland, and Virginia. The intent was to determine how efficiently they could disperse chemical agents. In 1955, the CIA experimented in its ability to infect human populations with biological agents. They released bacteria withdrawn from the Army's biological warfare arsenal over Tampa Bay, Florida. The Army Corps, Army Chemical Corps continues, at that time, continued LSD research, studying its potential use as a chemical incapacitating agents. More than 1,000 were involved in these tests. In 1956, the U.S. military, released mosquitoes infected with yellow fever over Savannah, Georgia, and Avon Park, Florida, to see the effects. In 1965, prisoners at the Holmesburg State Prison in Philadelphia are subjected to dioxin, the highly toxic chemical agent component of Agent Orange that was used in Vietnam. The men in the prison were later studied for research on the development of cancer, which indicates that Agent Orange had been suspected as a cancer-causing agent all along. So let's see how well that works. That's what they did. In 1968, the CIA experimented with the possibility of poisoning drinking water. Poisoning drinking water by injecting chemicals into the water supply in Washington, D.C.
Too bad they didn't get Congress.
You know, that's one of the things. I wrote myself a note, and here's what my note says, Dr. Shuey. Class, do you think your interests are or have been represented by Congress? Do you think so? Based on any of this? Okay. In 1975, the virus section of Fort Detrick Center for Biological Warfare Research. Now, this is the Fort Detrick Center for Biological Warfare Research is renamed the Frederick Cancer Research Facility. And it was placed under the supervision of the National Cancer Institute. And it's there that special virus cancer program initiated by the U.S. Navy is purportedly to develop cancer-causing viruses. And it's also here that retrovirologists isolate a virus to which no immunity exists. It's later named HTLV, human T-cell leukemia virus. They isolated it at the Frederick Cancer Research Facility. Let's see. All right. Experiments in 1978. Experiments in hepatitis B vaccine trials conducted by the CDC in New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. And they're looking for promiscuous homosexual men. That's in 1978. In 1981, we get the first cases of AIDS confirmed in homosexual men in New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, triggering speculation that AIDS may be introduced via hepatitis B vaccine, which we know is true. Dr. Shuey, any quick comments?
The government is as evil as anything in Nazi Germany. What else can you say?
There you go. Dr. Shuey, MD, PhD, thank you so much for your help, Dr. Shuey, in exposing this.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This psychologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.